Boker Tov. Shlishi of this week's parasha has Kriyat Yamsuf, and in it there is a character who isn't mentioned. The famous character of Kriyat Yamsuf, which isn't mentioned in the Torah as being part of it, is a guy named Nachshon ben Aminadav, the Nasi of Yehuda. We all know the famous midrash of Nachshon ben Aminadav, when Moshe Rabbeinu gives the command that Be'er Bnei Yisrael v'Yisau. We all know the story of Nachshon ben Aminadav, who is the only one who basically goes into the sea himself, and the sea is getting deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper till it gets basically up to his nose, and only then the sea splits. Now, of course, the probable source for this midrash is Perek of Tehillim, we say in Hallel, "Betzeit Yisrael Mitzrayim Beit Yaakov Mam Loez Haita Yehuda Lekodesho Yisrael Mam Shelotav Hayam Ra'av Hayanos." Now, the question is, what is the inyan of Yehuda to the splitting of the sea of Hayam Ra'av Hayanos? Right, you know, like the Chora Am Yisrael was just one big unit. So, and there was no split between Yehuda and Yisrael as there are in later generations. So, what's the pshat? So they understood that there was something special about what the tribe of Yehuda did in Kriyat Yamsuf. And the only person we know as the head of the tribe of Yehuda at the time was Nachshon ben Aminadav. That's probably at least partially the scriptural source for Nachshon. But beyond that, there has to be something a little bit more, I think. Nachshon ben Aminadav shows us a kind of leadership which is very important, which is leadership by example. A lot of times, leaders try to lead by telling people what to do. Nachshon ben Aminadav shows a sort of form of leadership as do what you want people to do, and they'll follow you. As the Midrash in certain versions has, Nachshon ben Aminadav jumps in, and then the rest of the tribe of Yehuda kind of run in after him. And that kind of leadership is a leadership that I think we can all apply in our own kind of lives. Many times I've been at meals. And, you know, the conversation at Shabbat meals sometimes drifts to all sorts of fields of, you know, nonsense or unimportant. And, you know, sometimes you feel that there should be more content to this meal, there should be more intellectual discussion, there should be Torah discussion, there should be a better vibe, there should be singing. And you're embarrassed to do it. You're embarrassed to be the one who starts singing, you're embarrassed to be the one who starts that Torah discussion. And you kind of like sit down, you end the meal, and you know, that's it. But what you discover is that if you decide to be a Nachshon ben Aminadav and change the topic, even abruptly, you know, like without, you know, like easing your way into the Dvar Torah, just say, I have something to say, you know, or just start singing, 9 out of 10 times, people will just go with you. Because if you are someone who's saying there's something important to you, there's something that you want done, and you're willing to start doing it yourself, you'll see, people will just go along. No one's against these things usually. And if you just, they just need some Nachshon ben Aminadav, some guy to initiate it and lead by example. And if you're that one, then you're going to get exactly what you always wanted. Your Shabbat meals will look like the way you want them to look. Your meals in yeshiva will look the way you want them to look. Yeah, when you hang out with friends, it will be the way you want it to be. And all it takes is that little bit of courage, that little bit of Nachshon, that little bit of, I'll just do it, and everyone else will just follow suit. Boker Tov.